Truth is that this time of the night I should just be telling you a whole bunch of stories. Mishnah in Masechus Yuma at the very end speaks about Kapparas Yom HaKippurim. That Pehei on the days Aveiroi Shebeinodom Lechaveiroi Ein Yom HaKippurim Mechaper Ad Sheiratz Es Chaveiroi Dorash Rabbi Lozo Ben Azaria Mikol Chatei Seichem Lifnei Hashem Titoru Aveiroi Shebeinodom Lamokoim Yom HaKippurim Mechaper Aveiroi Shebeinodom Lechaveiroi Ein Yom HaKippurim Mechaper Ad Sheiratz Es Chaveiroi Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, Lifnei Mi Atem Metarin, Mi Metar Eschem, Avichem Shebashamayim, Shenemar, Vizorakti Alechem Mayim Tehorim, and of course, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. And one wants to know what exactly, how do you break up this Mishnah? How do you see the flow of the Mishnah? Dorash Rabbi Loza ben Azaria, is he mechuluk with the Tanakama or not? Just providing the makor in the pasuk. And what is the makor? Dorash Rabbi Loza ben Azaria, I repeat, Mikol chateisechem lifnei Hashem titoru, Aveiro shebeinodom lamokim yoyim hakipurim mechaper, Aveiro shebeinodom lechaveiro ein yoyim hakipurim mechaper, ad sheiratze eschaveiro. But the Mishnah said that already. But he brings a pasuk. And then Rabbi Akiva, what is the Mishnah saying? Drush, Ashreichem Yisrael is giving them chizuk. What does Rabbi Loza ben Azaria want? What is he adding to what was already said in the Mishnah? Is he bringing just a makar? Come to be mazbir it more? Or maybe he's even coming to be cholik on the Tanakhama? We'll get to Rabbi Akiva in a moment. But Rabbi Yoshia Pinta, you know, in the Ein Yaakov there's a pirush called the Rif. And sometimes people make the mistake of thinking that that is Rabbi Yitzchak Alfasi. Of course, it's certainly not. It's Rabbi Yoshia Pinto, much, much later in time, but nevertheless a very great mefarish of the Agadita, which is the Ein Yaakov. He says something that's really quite astonishing and also dangerously frightening. Because normally when we are looking at the Tanakhama, at least, and this is what he understands to be a machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Loza ben Azaria. When you look at the Tanakhama, you understand that Aveiro Shebeinodom Lamokom will be miskaper if you do tshuva for them, even if you were not meratza as chaveiro for the Aveiros that you did against chaveiro. Whereas Rabbi Loza ben Azaria, says Rabbi Yoshe Pinto, he insists that you have zero kapara whatsoever. If you don't take care of the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, you will not even have kapara for the Bein Adam L'Mokom, even if you did tshuva for them. And how does he see it in the Pasuk? Where does Rabbi Loza ben Azaria derive it? If the answer is, Lifnei Hashem Titoru is the condition, the sine qua non condition of Kapparas Yom HaKippurim Bechlal. So, Ki Bayom HaZeh Yechaper Aleichem Mikol Chataseichem Lifnei Hashem on the condition that Lifnei Hashem Titoru. So, Lifnei Hashem Titoru, according to Rabbi Yoshe Pinto, is a reference to Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. How it is that the words Lifnei Hashem Titoru refers dafka to Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, I really don't know myself, to be honest with you. But according to him, Rabbi Akiva is choylik on the drosh of Rabbi Loza ben Azaria, and that is because Rabbi Yoshe Pinto thinks that Rabbi Loza ben Azaria's derivation is from Lifnei Hashem Titoru. So if we can explain Lifnei Hashem Titoru in a different way, then the whole makor falls off. So Rabbi Yoshe Pinto holds that Rabbi Akiva is choylik on the drosh of Rabbi Loza ben Azaria. And he learns that Lifnei Hashem Titoru means that even when you don't have, I remember the Rav used to describe this in the most poetic, incredibly poetic language. He spoke in Yiddish, because the Tshuva drushes were in Yiddish, But it was just so incredible. He described how Rabbi Akiva is at the worst time in Jewish history. And everything is destroyed. And Beitar is running rivers of blood. And there's no Beis HaMikdash. Shu'olim Hilchubo. And the people had still remembered when the Beis HaMikdash was Al Mechonai. They could relate to that. And the distance of the Shechina was so palpable. Bizman she'enam osim ritzono shel makom, as Tunis Rufus HaRasha says to Rabbi Akiva and Baba Basra Daf Yud. And so Rabbi Akiva got up and he told Bnei Yisrael, Ashreichem Yisrael, pilei ployim, that a person should be able to say at that moment, how fortunate you are. Lefnei mi atem mitarim v'mi mitar eschem avichem shebashamayim. So there's no Lashon Shel Zahiris, and there's no Avodas Kohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim, but nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mikveh Yisrael. And it's the most incredible play on words. Because Mikveh, of course, means hope. Kaveh Hashem. But Mikveh, of course, is a Mikveh Mayim. And just like my Mikveh Metayar Es HaTmeyim Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metayar Es Yisrael. Hashem is their Mikveh. Interestingly enough, the Zarakti Aleichem Mayim Tohirim and Mikveh Yisrael Hashem are the two different kinds of Tara. And it's remarkable because, you see, at least in a mikveh, you have to immerse yourself. So that's not the first pasuk that he quotes. Because you see, in the Zrikas Mei Chatos, that the Kohen sprinkles. So even if one drop touches any part of his body, it's good enough. Mashenkin in a mikveh, if one finger is sticking out, then the whole Tara is buckled. You see this incredible contrast. And that's why he didn't say Mikveh Yisrael right away. Because who can be sure that he has that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu anymore? But now that the Mikveh Yisrael Hashem has a partner, Zarakti Aleichem Mayim Tohirim U'Tahartem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to sprinkle the Mayim Tohirim on you, then even a person who is limited in his capacity to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a chance. But these are tremendous words of Chizuk. And apparently, according to Rabbi Akiva, even Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam, when the Pasuk addressed, when Yisrael was Al Mechonai and the Beis HaMikdash was there, nevertheless, Lifnei Hashem Titaru means the real Torah comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In any case, according to Rabbi Yosha Pinto, that Pasuk was taken away from Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's grasp, as it were. You can't any longer use that Pasuk in the same way that it says, Lifnei Hashem Titaru Bein Adam Lechaveru. So Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Yosha Pinto, is cholek, and since we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, we are in luck. So if we do tshuva, ben adam la'makom, we get that chelek regardless. That is the hesber of Rabbi Yosha Pinto. Does anyone else agree with that mahalach in the Mishnah b'chlal, that is at least the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? So for that, you have to go to Bikiyim. Who is the greatest Baki of recent times? Rabbi Avadya Yosef. So in Yechav Adas, Chelekei Simen Mem Dalid, he brings a whole Rishima. Reb Shaul Amsterdam, the Sefer Binyan Ariel, Kuntras Beis Moyei, Drush Liyom HaKippurim. Reb Chaim Palaji, the Sefer Birchas Moyadecho, Drush Tesvav L'Tshuva. He could do all of this by heart. The Sifra Tzavah Mechayim. Reb Chaim Biji, the Sifra Chayim Ar-Oilam. You never heard of that Sefer. Neither did I. Das Kedoshim of Rav Fol Hamburger, Mar Piloshim. Interestingly enough, even Rav Yitzchak Kuttner weighed in on this. And he teaches that Lifnei Hashem Titoru, and what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah meant, was that all of Klal Yisrael has to be together. So it's the union, the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, that meant, if there is no such achdus, then they will not have the kapara even for the Bein Adam Lamakom. Which of course is saying a mouthful, because what it's really saying is it's not just my ritzui of this Reuven that I wronged, but it's everybody's ritzui of every Reuven that they've wronged. And together now there's a Klal Yisrael that's shalom. And that will bring the Tara and the kapara. But in any case, there's a whole Rishima of Svarim. I'm Shaul Amsterdam, Binyan Ariel, big Sefer. So they all hold that the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is that Ein Yom HaKippur Mechapek Klal, Afilu al averus ben adam lamakom, if he's not meratzes chaveroi on those averus which are ben adam lechaveroi. Reb Chaim Palagi, in that sefer, he writes that the reason is very simple. If he's not mefayis his chaver as a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants, so it shows that he's boek b'toras Hashem. It's interesting, because you have the following question. What happens if a person does tshuva on some of his averus? Does he have kapara on those averus? If he doesn't do tshuva on the rest of them, he's also boek b'Hashem. So if you follow this svara, then yeah, either it's all or nothing. So that's a very interesting question. It's a little bit beyond our scope, but that's the kind of Reb Chaim Palagi. What kind of a tshuva is it that's l'chatzoyim, l'mechso l'shlisho l'vim? Yeah. In the Siddur Hagra, which we call the Siddur Hagra of Reb Yitzchok Malchan, in the Inyan of Tkiya Shofar, he writes as follows. If who lo yivakesh lahavir al midosav shal atzmai. So it's a very interesting thing. The averus of benodam lechavero are usually your attitudes. Why don't you ask for mechila? Because you're a big shot. So, and why is that a problem? Because a big shot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like to forgive. Who are you to be such a big shot? But in any case, this is the shita. The Chidor makes away with the whole opinion of Rabbi Yosha Pinto in Gansen. In the Birke Yosef, in the beginning of Siman Teish, Tofrei Shvav, you know, all the halachas of tshuva, there's no hilchos tshuva in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam has hilchos tshuva, the end of Sefer Mada, as you all know. But there is no hilchos tshuva in the Shulchan Aruch. So all of the hilchos tshuva had to find a place, or whatever halachas they bring at least. It's certainly not nearly as elaborate as the Rambam. But they all find their place in hilchos Yom HaKippur. So in Siman Tov Reishvav, the Birke Yosef says, Yesh mi shekosav, she'im lo shav me'averos, she'bein odom l'chavero, kam avero she'bein ol l'bein amokom einu miskaper, v'as mechei amasnisim, v'ani oimer lo nicho leilu marayu b'hochi. He doesn't like it at all. Rabbi Yosef Engel says, as far as I'm concerned, the Mishnah sounds like the exact opposite of Rabbi Yosef Pinto. Of course, halacha, it doesn't matter because we paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Okay. There really needs to be a discussion, and I don't know that I have the time for it, because I want to speak about some other things. Binageya, this inyan of Bakoshas Mechila. But here you have the question, what about this dichotomy? Bein Odom Lamokom, Bein Odom Lechavero. Is Bamis, one thing is very clear, that every Bein Odom Lechavero is itself a Bein Odom Lamokom. And now you have to ask the question, what happens if a person was meratzes chavero, he went out of his way and he was meratzes chavero, but he never did tshuva klapei the Ribbono Shel Olam for that avera? Person stole. Stealing is an avera. Veishiv zagzela shagazal, he did. The fellow was upset. You stole from me. He was mefayis him. Now everything is all right? No. Or maybe yes. That's the question. Is it possible that you could erase a Bein Odom L'Chavero Avera completely merely by Meratzes Chavero? So the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Aleph at the end of Halacha Aleph, right at the beginning, V'chein kol chayvei mitzvos bezdin u'mechuyovei malkos ein niskapo lehem b'misoson o b'hakayosom ad sheyasu tshuva v'yizvadu v'chein according to the Rambam, Mikol Chatos Adam is saying very explicitly that regardless of how much you took care of it, Lagabi, the person that you ba'avul, that you wronged, nevertheless, if you do not do tshuva, which according to the Rambam you have to have vidu, then you have not had the kapara, because the pasuk says mikol chatos adam. Kesef Mishnah brings a marker from the Gemara in Baba Kama at the end of Perek Achovel, because it says afal pi shenosen lo ein nimchalo ad sheyevakish mimenu shenema v'ato hoshe v'sei sheyish ki noviu. Turi Evan asks, and the Hagoy is Turi Evan, that's on the Rambam, you know, in the back of the Rambam. There's a yes, my union zelazer. The Mishnah Chovel is speaking about Bakoshes Mechila from the Nechbal. And that, of course, you have to have. But we're asking a different question. Do you have the kapara from HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you already were Mavakish from the Nechbal? So there's a whole tumble about this Kesef Mishnah. The Chibur HaTshuva L'Meiri says, B'nogea, this Rambam, that the Vidui is Gamkein Min Atznoyim Shein B'chol Chelkei HaAveiros Yitztochu L'Svadis L'Hashem Loi Sheyala Aleiv HaChoytei Sheyaspik Lo B'chelek Aveiros Shebeino L'Bein Chaveiloi B'hashivo Es HaOyshek Ve'es HaGzeilo. Person could think, I did what I was supposed to. I took care of the problem. It's a lava nita klase. V'cheinim chavloi, he thinks she is chaperloi, acha sheshilem, he pays his nezdek tzar, ripu, shevis, boishis, alts is now finished. Fellow is happy with him. He's happy that he took care of the problem. They're friends again. V'cheinim hiknito ebiyishoi, she is chaperlo, acha sheyefaisenu v'yimcholo. He says, no. Mibli, he should imagine that that should be enough. Mibli she yitzdorich lizvadeis l'Hashem ala chetchachotam. So the Meiri says it very, very elaborately and very explicitly, and this is also because of mikol chatos adam. So basically, he's following the Rambam, but he's explaining it a little bit more elaborately. Yeah. Trumas hadesh and chelit beis. He's speaking about a certain episode. Some Asik Bish, and he says as follows. In Simon Reish Yudalid, Chelik Beis of Trumas Hadeshen. That's the Psokim Uksovim, that Chelik, Simon Reish Yudalid. The Kivan Dachi, the Hochihu, Afilu Yahavi Mefurish Behedya, Biksav, Kiyum Shebeinechem. Even if you have a letter, and sometimes when people break up, Nebuchadnezzar, so they write a Ksav Mechila to one another. Chosin to the Kala to the Chosin. He's talking about that kind of ksav. It's like a shtar mechila. Shemachaltem lo degamri al kol dvar pesha, haudo la shamayim v'la briyos, chelkechem yehe lochem lahati chelek mizbeach miyatir. He says, your chelek, you can be matir with that, but unless you do tshuva, you do not have a heter for the chelek ha-mizbeach. Shalot tshuva's bin yom and zev says essentially the same thing. Chelek govoya mi mochal. So in other words, and he says, Mikra Molihu, Im Yachta Ish Le'achiv Ufiloya Le'kin. And in Lashem, Yachta Mi Yispa'lalon. V'omu Razal, Shabaveru, Shabinom Chaveru, Im Yavi Kol Eli Nevoya Sein Moichlin Loi, Ad Shifayis Kol Chaveru, Koshkein Ipcha. Very interesting. He says, in the same way, that if you're not taking care of Chaveru, then you will not get the kapara. He's talking about that aveira itself. The aveira shebenam l'chaveira. You won't get the kapara. So he says, kol shkei ipcha. That if you don't take care of the chelek gavoya of that aveira, which was bein adam chaveira, that being mefais chaveira is not good enough. The chalila shlo yehei koyach hektesh ke koyach hedyot. Kal v'chayme ben benoisho kal v'chayme de odif tfei. He says when a person wrongs another person, he wrongs the Ribbono Shel Olam simultaneously. And when he wrongs the Ribbono Shel Olam, he has to take care of that as a separate prat. It's not enough that he took care of the person that he wronged. There's one very, very interesting thing. There's a suffix of the Prima Godin. And I'm going to leave it as a question. I don't necessarily have to answer everything. The Mishnah Brura in Simon Tofreish Zayin speaks about the words of the Mechaber in Sif Dalet. Very famous halacha. That a person was already mizvada, he already took care of this aveira, he did vidu, he did tshuva, and he hasn't changed. He never did the aveira again. Nevertheless, next Yom Kippur, he's chozer mizvada aleim. Says the Mechaber, Avoinu she'zvada aleim b'yom ha'kippurim she'avar, last year, v'lo shina aleim, he never repeated the aveira, Baruch Hashem. Afilu hachi yochel azul l'svadis aleihem. Yochel. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Isid Gimel, in the name of the Prima Gadim, Afilu hachi yochel, af bein odom l'chaveiloi, gona v'gozol v'chadoyme, af al pi shemachalo v'heshev esagzeila, mikomakom misvada b'yom akipurim l'oilam. He doesn't have to go back to the fellow, because he took care of the fellow. But nevertheless, misvada b'yom akipurim again and again. Every Yom Kippur is misvada on that. That's why, as a general rule, I would strongly recommend that you don't get involved in these averis to begin with. Because Yom Kippur is only so many hours, and the list can grow, you know. And that's a problem. It's a problem. You have to be mizvada. It's enough a person has to be mizvada in this year's. You have to be mizvada last year, and 5 years ago, and 25 years ago. By the time you reach my age, you need 40, 50 hours for Yom Kippur. And that's very hard to fast. You know, in Kobe, in Japan, they had a whole Asik fasting 2 days Yom Kippur. This is a very big problem. So the best thing is not to do Averis at all. And this is strongly recommended by Chazal, by the Shulchan Aruch. I mean, it's, you know. Anyhow, let's get back to the point. So the point is that the so far so good. So that's what the Prima Gadim says. Then he says, Avol im hiknit chavero bidvar. Oh, oni hamahapich b'charor. There's an oni that wants something and you just snatch it away from him before he gets to it. Oni hamahapich b'charor. Yesh loimar, says the Prima Gadim. Ki hay gavno kivon shebikesh mechilu mechavero v'svada b'yoyim ha-kippurim harishon ein sorach l'svados shuv b'yoyim ha-kippurim b'yoyim ha-kippurim shenis. He's not totally confident about it. It's a suffix. But he has such a tzad. And of course the question is, what's that all about? Memonavshach. It's an avera. Is it the onim ha-pachavor is not an avera. And if you're a mevaza person, you know, mal b'mplein chaveru b'rabim mein l'chelek b'olam abo. Mal mutav sheyapil atzman l'kiv shenayich, you know that the Rabbeinu Yonah considers it an abizraya of retzicha. There's a whole tshuva, you know, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, he has a very fascinating chakira. He says, I mean, this is the example that I like to give that fleshes out what he's trying to say. There's one person in shul Friday night, they're sitting next to each other, three people. Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. And Levi, the see, notices, he feels, he senses, that Reuben is about to destroy Shimon in public, for whatever reason. It's going to be Mavaza the Kishkas out of it. Maybe he's running for president. So, Lemaisa, this is something that Levi needs to prevent. And there's nothing he can do. He can't give them Musar, there's nothing he can do, but there's one thing he can do. It's Friday night, it's Shabbos. He can turn off the lights. In the chaos of turning off the lights, it won't happen. And he knows for sure that it won't happen. Is he permitted to turn off the lights? Are you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save somebody's life? So what if you see that Reuven's chasing after Shimon with a knife? Could you turn off the lights? Absolutely. So if it's Abizrayu of Ritzicha, then Malbim Plei Chavero is, I mean, it's incredible that he has such a chakira. I mean, some people would say, I remember I showed it to one of my mechutonim, a tremendous Talmud Chacham, he couldn't believe it. He doesn't come to the maskona that you can, by the Raisas he says not, by the Rabbanans maybe. He really doesn't come to a maskona. But it's fascinating that there's even such a habamina, but it's based on the Rabbeinu Yonah's idea. So, it's a real thing, that's what I'm trying to say. Maktit the Mavayish es Chavero is real. It's real. It's very substantial. What is it really so different than Gezel? So how could you differentiate between the two? That by Gezel, even if you were Mavayishim, you gave it back, you could have stolen a dollar. And you're Mavayishim, you give him back the dollar, and he says, it's nothing, you know. And he takes the dollar, puts it in the stucka pushka. You see that it doesn't bother him at all anymore. He was Meichel b'mechila gemura. And still, says the Shulchan Aruch and the Prima Gadim is maskin, you have to be asking and being mizvada year after year after year for the Chela Gavoya. And when it comes to a busha, which could be overwhelming, it could damage a person's psyche for who knows how long, and creates tremendous chaos in all the olamas, that kind of pirud levavos amongst Yidden, and that he doesn't have to be misvadeh again and again. What's the pshat? But that, I just wanted to leave that with you as a very interesting thing. But you see that you certainly don't have to ask the other fellow mechila again and again and again. So you have the dichotomy, in a sense, these two chalokim in every avera bein adam l'chavera. You have the chalok bein adam l'amokom that you have to do a tshuva for, and if you don't, you're missing out on the kapara. And there is also the possibility that you have to be mizvada again and again on most of these, with the slight possibility that where there's no real maisa, but it's just an attitude or a word, maknit oni mahapa b'charora, that maybe there you don't. You don't have to, once you asked mechila, and you did tshuva, and you said vidui, you don't have to repeat the vidui again the next year. Now I come to the main topic. My main topic is, what exactly is this business of mechila? And the reason that it bothered me many, many years ago when I wrote a whole chibur on this nekuda is because every night a person says Kriya Shema Lamita, and I mean, in the Bitzvah Chonon, I don't know how many people do it because it could be they don't ever go to sleep. It's a possibility. They wait till the morning, till Shia. But I tell you a very interesting story. The first time that I gave Shia, public Shia, was right after I got married. I mean, outside of the yeshiva. First time was right after I got married. We lived on the Lower East Side. First year we lived here, across the street. And I learned B'chavrusa with Rabbi Meiselman. We learned Masechus Tmura. It was a beautiful year. I was in the Kollel. But then I got a rabbinic position, which Baruch Hashem paid absolutely nothing, so it's completely shame shamayim. But I got a rabbinic position. But before I got that rabbinic position, we moved to Lower East Side, I got a tiny little job. Once a week I gave a shir in Ein Yaakov in the Moshev Skenim, Beis Toim Chetorah V'Zikna Yisrael. Moshev Skenim, if you don't know, means that with me at the age of, 25, the average age of the group was about 88. And it was not a very large group either. You're talking about people well into the 90s, some of them. Anyhow, one of them, and the shir was in Ein Yaakov. So after one of the shirim, one of these yidalach, sweetest yidalach you could imagine. Anyhow, one of them comes over and he says, Rebbe, he spoke in Yiddish, of course. I gave the shir in Yiddish. Rebbe, ihr sollt mir sehr entschuldigen. You should please forgive me. Was ich hab eingeschlafen, because I fell asleep. Aber es schlaft sich a sehr Geschmack, wenn jener sagt das hier. It's so Geschmack when the Rebbe is giving a shir to be able to sleep. And I could understand it, because that says, you know, Ein Rina shall tire Ella Balaila. You listen to a sweet lullaby, you're not going to fall asleep. Aber Lemaisa, the bottom line is that there is such a thing called Kriya Shema Lamita. Okay. So in that Kriya Shema Lamita, one of the extensions of the Shema and the Baruch of Amapil is Bakoshas Mechila. Not Bakoshas Mechila, Mechila! There's no one to be Mevakesh. So the person says, Hareini Moichel L'chol Mishachot HaKenegdi. So just a moment. Let's assume that every Jew does that for a moment. So then there's no reason for Pius. Because the Mechila was already granted. Right? Now, in the Tefillah Zakah. By the way, that's a Gemara Megillah, you know. You know that. You know that this idea of going to sleep, and before you go to sleep, the end of the day, and it was the last minute, nothing else can happen, you're Michael everybody for the entire day. This is a Gemara. It's a Beferish Gemara. The Gemara says in that Chav Chesam Ra'alef and Megillah that this was the minig of Mar Zutra. Gave a solik lepurye when he went to bed. Oma, shori le l'chol man betzara. I'm Michael everybody who was mitzara me, who hurt me. And the Marsha says, that this is the minig of Klal Yisrael and the nusach of Kriyat Shema Shalamita. Hareini Michael l'chol mi shehichis hiknit aisi ashachot ha'kenegdi bein begufi bein bemamoni etc. You know, the Tefillah Zakah of the Chayyadim that the Rav used to praise so often, over and over again, every Yom Kippur, every Erev Yom Kippur used to speak about the Tefillah Zakah. Every Erev Yom Kippur, I heard it Mustamba 20 times. And the purpose of the Tefillah Zakah, following the sheet of the Ramban, that you have to be already pure and already having mizvada the last minute of the day before, and to be makvid to say it dafka before the Shkia, and on and on and on. So what does it have within the Tefillah Zakah, which has so many different components? So, vada gviz, mechila. Hinini meichel b'mechila gmura is the lashon l'chol mishachot ha-negbi ben begufoi ben b'mamaynoi. Oy shedibar alai lashon hara filo otzah shemra v'chol mishahizikli begufoi m'mamaynoi l'chol chattas adam asher b'inod l'mechavero. Chutz mimamon shani yochel ha-hitzi al-pidin. So if that's the case, what do you need to ask for mechila? Everybody was meichel. Except if you suspect that he was not. So this is the question. So, is that true? Would it be possible? So the answer is definitely not. Because the inyan of mechila is not merely to get the other person to erase the avla. The inyan of mechila is pius and ritzui, and bedafka you have to go and be mevaza yourself in a certain sense by going to the person that you wronged and personally asking for mechila. There is a halacha of shlichus if that's not possible. But if it's possible, then you're mechuyev to go. And you cannot, not that you can't rely on the sincerity of his mechila. Even if you can be sure that the mechila was 1,000%, nevertheless, the halacha says that you have to go. There's a Zohar in Chelek Aleph, Tafresh Aleph, and the Zohar says as follows. Amalei Ahu Barnash Kol Yoyimai Loi Ashlim Li Barnash Bisha Ba'alma. There was never a day that anybody wronged me that I didn't immediately was meichel him. The sui lo yachilna lispaisa bahadei, and if I wasn't able to be mifayisim lo salikna laarsti ad mechilna lei. In other words, if I didn't find this person to reconcile myself with him, he's the one who's being wronged. If I didn't find to reconcile myself with him personally when I went to sleep, like salikna la'arsi, I didn't go onto my bed. Adam mechilna lei ulachol ina de mitzaruli. Like chayashna kol yoyim lahu bisha da ashlimi, and I don't care any longer about any of the things that he did to me. V'la di li da ela de me'ahu yoyim ulahola ishtadalnu lemevan emayn taba. He says not only that, but from then on, I constantly tried to do a tova to the person who did me that wrong. Mishalim toiva tachas ra. So that's the Zoya. Remember that my Shreya should have a refuah shleima. So his father was the Haradaka Rav. He was a Goyin Olam and one of the great Bali Musa. Anyhow, he got a position in one of the towns, Chaikashok, very famous town. The whole world knows about Chaikashok, you know. But anyhow, there was such a thing called Chaikashok. It is no longer just like the big towns, like Vilna and Bialystok, but Chaikashok was a tiny little place. And when he got to Shtel in Chaikashok, there happened to be one person, must have been a very nervous fellow, who liked to make trouble for the Rabbonim. So the first drasha that he gave was a Goyin Otzon. Nukol Dalet Chalkei Shulchan Aruch Shas, nothing to talk about. He was a brother-in-law of the Birkas Shmuel, who gave the Haradaka Rav, his sister, who was much younger, like a father gives his daughter to a shidduch. So he was a very great person and a massive Talmud Chacham. But he must have misquoted the daf number. Instead of saying daf yud gimel amid aleph, he said daf yud gimel amid beis. In the middle of his shir, the first shir, when coming as rav, that fellow grabbed the gemara, opened up to daf yud gimel amid beis or yud gimel amid aleph, whatever was the right page. And he went from table to table and from chair to chair. This is the rav that we're getting. He doesn't even know the Blat Gemara. That Baruch Hashem has never happened to me. Baruch Hashem, because most of the time nobody knows the Blat Gemara. So I don't have that problem. I mean in the Rabbanit, not in the Yeshiva Chas V'Shalom. That's different. But in any case, what did he do? That fellow was a pharmacist. It's not a pharmacist like today. You get a degree and you make pills and you pour things in that are already prepackaged. It started from scratch. But the pharmacy, quote unquote, that whole endeavor was owned by a goy. And that goy had a big feeling for the Rav, and he wanted to become a ger, actually. But the goy revealed to the Rav that this person, the one who had babbled him, he's not interested in renewing it because he maybe is thinking about bringing his son in or this or that, something. And the fellow's going to lose his panosa. So the Rav was ma'amatzim gnifloyim ad mi'oid. He made such a ma'amatz to convince the guy that he should let him have the thing. And this fellow became his biggest chassid. His biggest chassid. That you should want to do that for me. Mishalim toiva tachas ro'a. He couldn't believe it. And it turned around completely. By the way, that's stam a very good eitzah for practical reasons. If somebody does you an avla, to go ahead and do him a taiva. First of all, it purifies you. Everybody has a little tina beliba that remains a residual, even if he's meichel. It's a very, very hard thing to forgive and forget. The forgetting part is very hard, especially hard. When you do a person a taiva, it erases it completely. Because then you're on his side. It's just something magical about it. That's Mishalim Toiva Tachas Rav. So that's what he says in the Zohar. So, it's very interesting. In the Shulchan Aruch, whenever he talks about Makoshas Mechila, he always speaks about Tzarech L'Faisal. Which means, in other words, that who's the focus of the Mechaber? And you'll see that the Ramaz Lashon is the opposite focus, in the same inyan. Tzarech L'Faisal means that the person who did the Avla has to go out of his way to find the person that he was Ma'avl, and Mefayasim. That's what he says. Afilu lo yiknitna ela b'dvarim, tzorech lefayso. Aveiru shebinon l'chaveri en yom ha-kippur mechape, ad she yifayisem. V'meinu mispayis barishono, yachzor b'yelo shni o shlishis. V'chol pa'am yikachim o shlosh anoshim, v'meinu mispayis b'shlosh pa'amim, eino zokot lo. The Ramah says, miyu yoyim ha-achakach lefnei asora shebikesh mimenu mechila. V'mhoyo rabo, tzorech leilu, says the mechaber vayter, kam apamim ad she yispayis. Very interesting. Mechaber always uses Lashon of Pius. The fact is that this Bakoshas Mechila idea, that you have to confront the person, is L'chaira a Gemara Masachas Yuma. And this is really the fascinating thing. Rav spoke about it a number of times, but it's already in many of the Sfarim, Sfasemes, others. This is a question. There are four stories that the Gemara mentions about Mechila in Yonim, about Pius in Yonim, but we'll focus on two of them. But I'm only going to tell you one first. Very famous story. Rav with the butcher. Everybody knows the story of Rav with the butcher. There was a butcher who ba'avled Rav, the Godel Ador. And Rav, Erev Yom Kippur, decides to go to the butcher and present himself to the butcher with the hope that when the butcher sees him, and it's Erev Yom Kippur, it's a time, a special time, that maybe he'll ask Mechila of Rav for the Avla. And it'll be very nice. And of course, he'll give him Mechila. So, on his way, he meets Rav Huna. And Rav Huna's wondering, where's Rav going at this time, at this hour? Erev Yom Kippur, Achila Shasiya, otherwise you're learning, you're doing tshuva, where's he going? So he tells him, I'm going to the butcher. And Rav Huna knew the whole story. Rav Huna says to him the famous words, you're going to kill the butcher. And kachava, because he showed up by the butcher, and when the butcher lifted up his eyes while he was busy with his cleaver, breaking the meat apart, cutting the bones, he looks up and he sees Rav. He says, Abba, that's what they used to call him. What are you doing here? Get out! I don't want to have anything to do with you. And while he was talking, he hit a bone in the animal that he was cutting up, and it flew up, and it killed him. Went into his brain, and it killed him. L'kayim mashenemar, what Rav Huna was telling him, that you're going to kill him. Because Rav Huna knew the butcher apparently better than Rav. But everyone asks the question that deals with this topic of, do you really have to go and ask for Mechila, or is it simply enough that you know that the other person was Meichel you? Why does Rav have to go to the butcher? Especially when there's such a danger that he might be, quote-unquote, killing the butcher. All he has to do, b'chadri chadorim, is say, I am Michael the butcher 1,000%. Which he would be. And then it's finished. It's over. So what do you see befeirish from this story? That it's not enough that you're Michael. The person who did the avla has to go and seek out and ask for mechila. And until he does that, the avera is not erased. So therefore, Rav made it his business to show up by the butcher, because he knew the butcher's not going to come to him. So Rav is very nice. But when the butcher sees him and he asks him, befeirish, will you be mochel me for what I did? That's when the kapora, when the thing is resolved, comes along a whole number of svarim, and they say, nishken raya. Why not? Because it was Erev Yom Kippur. Now it's very interesting. The Mishnah Berurah says that Erev Yom Kippur, you're mechuyev to resolve anything that you did wrong that's biyodcha to take care of. The Rav once said that whole kol nidre is because if we can take care of our nedarim and we don't, then we have no right to enter into Yom Kippur and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take care of the things that we can't take care of. Right? Hazonos Hashkogos HaTomakir. What about the things that I know about? Why didn't I take care of them? So right at the beginning is kol nidre. That's one of the hesberim. In the inyan of Erev Yom Kippur, there's an inyan to be mefayis, especially because you have to take care of the averus that you did, that is biyotcha to take care of. So memela, you have to do tshuva for whatever you know about. You have to be mefayis, the other person asks for him for mechila. So that's why Rav went Erev Yom Kippur. Okay. But there's another reason why Erev Yom Kippur, you have to ask, you have to be mefayis. And that takes away the whole force of the argument. Which argument? The argument that it's not enough to be Michael b'chadri chadorim on your bed when you go to sleep. Because the Rush brings down at the end of Yuma, the very end of Yuma, he brings down a famous Pirkei de Rebbe Lezer. The Pirkei de Rebbe Lezer says that a person is mechuyev on Yom Kippur to be like a malach. Klal Yisrael are like malachim. They don't eat. Malachim don't eat. They don't drink. They don't have relations. Ragleim regel yeshora. That's why the minig is to stand on Yom Kippur. Okay? What else? Shalom beinehem. By malachim there is shalom. Oysa shalom b'mronov. Then there has to be shalom in Klal Yisrael. Because they have to be like malachim. Shalom is not going to be accomplished by a mechila of the person b'chadri chadorim. Shalom can only be accomplished with pius, because the butcher and Rav have to become friends. Then there's shalom. The only way that could happen is if Rav, who knows that the butcher is not coming to him, is going to go to the butcher. So that takes away the whole argument. Because what were we saying before? You see that Rav was not enough that he should be mechil him. He had to go to the butcher because the butcher has to be mefayis him. So you see that in general, the whole way it works is that you have to be mefayis the person that you wronged. It's not enough mechila ba'alma. Maybe it is enough the rest of the year. But on Yom Kippur, what's going to happen? You'll have your mechila. You'll erase the aveira. You might even have the kapara, but you're not going to have the shalom. And that's what Rav wanted to accomplish. What's very interesting is that there's another story right before that. Rav Zeira ki havale milsa bahade inish. Havi cholif vitoni lekamei umamtzile ki heche denesi venepukle midaite. It doesn't say one word that it was Erev Yom Kippur. And it says the same thing. When somebody did him a wrong, he would make it his business to hang around that fellow, so that fellow should have the opportunity, sooner or later he's going to come around and he's going to ask for mechila. What do you need it for? And it's not Erev Yom Kippur. So if the raya is not from Rav, then at least it should be a raya from Rav Zeira. That it's not enough, you have to be mefayisim. And that's why the Mechaber keeps using that lashon. Mefayisim, mefayisim, mefayisim. I don't know if I have any more time. Who's to say? The night is yet young. Well, I think Rav Shechter is supposed to give it the next year. Is that correct? What? Rav Sabalovsky? Oh, so is Rav Sabalovsky here yet? I'm going to grab 5 more minutes. You know, Shnayim Shem Arba, you know, whatever. But 5 more minutes. No, I have something that bothers me so much all the time lately that, you know, simply you'll do me a favor if you let me get it off my chest. There's a Haftarah on Yom Kippur morning. Not Mafta Yonah, the famous Mafta Yonah. The Haftarah of Yom Kippur. You know, there's a Gemara. The Gemara tells us at the end of, what daf is it, Lamed Aleph or whatever, in Megillah, the very end, the Gemara tells us a list of all the kriyos of the Yom Tovim and the Haftarahs that are associated with that. And when it comes to Yom Kippur, the kriya, they say, Shachris is Achrei Mois. The kriya Mincha is the Parsha of Arayas. And the Haftarah in the morning is the Haftarah that we have, Solu Solu Panaderech. But they don't quote Solu Solu Panaderech. That's how Torah begins. But they quote that Kosh Boku, who's very great and on high, Vezdako Shval Ruach Eshkoin. Moroim Eshkoin Vezdako Shval Ruach. That posuk, by the way, right after that, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Mokom Shatamaitse Gvurasai, in the Arsidurim it says Gedulasai, in the Gemara it says Gvurasai, Shal HaKadosh Boku, Shom HaTamaitse Ambesanusai, everybody who says, V'yitin l'cha, Matzai Shabbos, that's the end of V'yitin l'cha. They quote this Gemara. Kol mokam shatamotzi gulosu shal kodesh bochu shom atamotzi ambasanusa. What is the essence of this Haftarah? Because he quotes this pasuk from the Haftarah, that's why it's back to back. That the Gemara says, you lay in the Haftarah, and then Rabbi Yochanan says, you know, that's one of the three psukim that I'm going to quote. Davazer kodesh Haftarah, Shonu Banevim, Mishulish Baksu. So the Shonu Banevim is that pasuk from the Haftarah. What is the point of the Haftarah? The point of the Haftarah is, what is Yom Kippur all about? And it says, what is it exactly that I want from a tzai? Lokoif ka'agmein roisha, you're going to bend your head, you're going to bring me all kinds of karbonos. What do I need all of that for? What is a tzai? A tzayim is pateach ha'tzubos resha, hater agudos motor, shalach ritzusim chavshi, and you have to free the enslaved, you have to redeem the poor, you have to support them, you have to feed them. Haloparos l'rayiv lachmecha v'aniyim merudim tavi bayis, the most miserable of aniyim, the ones that stink, the ones that haven't had a bath for a month, the ones that don't have clothes, so their clothes are worn out and tattered and maybe have pasted themselves to the bodies of these poor people. Those are aniyim merudim. Aniyim merudim tovi boyis. Bring them into your homes. Don't say give them a piece of bread. That it says before, halo poros l'roiv lachmecha. He's hungry. But this fellow is an ani marud. He has nothing, he has no hope, he has no future. You have to take him into your home and into your heart. It's not enough to give him a donation. Haloparos l'roiv lachmech v'aniyim merudim tovi boyis kisira arom v'chisiso umipsor cholosis alom. So I tell you an amazing thing. Gemara in Baba Basra daf Yudam and Aleph has a machlokas, a big discussion between this big Talmud Chacham by the name of Tunas Rufus HaRasha and Rabbi Akiva. And Tunas Rufus HaRasha is very distressed, as all the Greeks and Romans were in those days, that there's such a thing as giving tzedakah. They couldn't understand it. You know, by the Greeks and the Romans, giving tzedakah was a dangerous thing to do because you are angering the gods. Because if the gods decided that this person should be poor, why are you upsetting the apple cart? Why are you changing his mazel? Why are you interfering with their decree? So of course you're not supposed to make them rich. You're not supposed to get them out of their poverty. You're not supposed to take care of them. And to the Sufis of Russia says to him, Mashal l'moha dova doyme. Lemelech shekas al avodav. So he had an anger at one of his servants, and he threw him out. And tziva shalola achilo velola hashkosa. That was the hashkofa. Tziva shalola achilo velola hashkosa. Uba echad veachilo veishkeu. Eina melech kois alav. What is the melech going to be? He's going to be happy with a person that violated his edict, went ahead, he wants to punish this fellow, and the melech, you're going ahead and you're upending it, and you're saying, no, I'm going to take care of it. The chutzpah, it's rebellion against the king. So Rabbi Akiva says, no, the Moshul is wrong. Moshul the Melech Shokas al Bno. He was angry at his son. And Tziva Shol Achilu, etc., etc. And Bo Echad Achilu Bishkeil. Wouldn't the Melech ultimately be happy? You took care of my flesh and blood. You took care of the prince. So the Sufis doesn't like the answer of Rabbi Akiva philosophically. He says, just a moment. B'nai Yisrael are called Avodim. Avodahem, Asher Tzeisi Oysa. Rabbi Akiva said, no, they're called Banim. Banim Atem Hashem Elokeichem. So the Tuna Sufis are said, just a moment. How could they be both Banim and Avodim? But the answer is, this man, Sha'oysim Mitzayne Shalmakoim, they're called Banim. This man, Sha'ainam Oysim Mitzayne Shalmakoim, look around you, Rabbi Akiva. What is this Tufa? Do you need more evidence than what you see in front of your eyes? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very upset with Klal Yisrael? It says, Man She'enam Oysim Mitzayne Shalmakoim. My Moshul is correct. They are Avodim. How does Rabbi Akiva respond? He says, Afilu Hachi, the Pasuk says, V'aniyim Merudim Tavi Bois. What does the Taich, V'aniyim Merudim say to Mefarshim? In the worst possible matzav. How can a Jew ever be in such a horrible matzav? It's a zman she'enam osim ritzono shamakom. And nevertheless, what does the pasuk say? V'aniyim merudim tavi bois. So there you have it, says Rabbi Akiva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands it. Very strange Gemara. And the Akotan, when I was learning this Gemara a long time ago, I thought to myself that maybe Rabbi Akiva is saying something a little bit more than it's a gzeiras hakosel. That even when it's aniyim merudim tavi bois. And maybe that's not even the ikar part of the pasuk that he's interested in. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim Perek Yud, and the Rambam speaks very, very poetically and very urgently about supporting the poor. And he says that Kol Yisrael v'anilvim aleihem achim heim zelozeh shenema bonim atem l'Hashem elokeichem achim heim zelozeh v'im lo yirachim o'ach al o'ach mi yirachim olav ulmi einei Yisrael nesuos. The Aniya Yisrael and the Suez, whose eyes, who do they look for, up to? Who do they expect them that they should be helped out of their misery, out of their suffering, if not for a fellow Jew? Hala Akum, are they going to look at the guy who hates them and is right of them? That's the Rambam. So it seems to me that what Rabbi Akiva was telling him is, maybe you're right. Bizman Shaisim Mitzanya Shalmakim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Bani Matem. When it's Einam Oysim Mitzanya Shalmakim, he says, Avodayim. But we can force HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say, Bani Matem. You know how? By making every Jew your brother. Because if Ma'achim Zelozeh, they have to have one father. And who is that father if not HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's exactly what the Rambam says. The Kol Yisrael, Achim Heim Zelozeh, Sheneemar. You'll notice that the end of the pasuk, and you'll hear it in the Haftarah, you'll hear it in the Haftarah in a day from now. Bonim atem l'Hashem elokeichem. Where does it say it in the Haftarah? Aniim merudim tavi boyis kisira arom v'chisiso umipsorcha losis alam. You cannot ignore your own flesh and blood. That doesn't mean your brother or your sister or even the wife that you divorced, like the Medrash says. It means that every Jew is a brother. If every Jew thinks that every Jew is his brother and acts accordingly, then Hashem is forced to say, Bonim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem. And then the marshal of Rabbi Akiva remains correct, not the marshal of Tunis Rufus HaRasha. What I'm trying to say is that, you know, one day you're going to be very wealthy. take it as a bracha. Some people may think it's a curse, I don't know. Aval lemaisa, one day at least some of you will be very wealthy. Hazayidus, the darker shalom. What are you going to do with all that money? The Yom Kippur is a day that you think about yourself a lot. It's a very selfish day. Even though there are Shamnu in the plural, and Bagadnu is in the plural, and Achetcha Chatanu is in the plural, and Slachlo Novinu Ki Chatanu is in the plural, but Lamais, the person's interested in his own skin, he's interested in his own relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's really interested in himself. La'afuke. Really. And Ribbono Shalom says, that's not what I want. What I want is that you should care so badly about this other fellow that even if he stinks, there was a fellow, Reb Zelig Heller, on the Lower East Side. He was a glazier. That's all, just a glazier. I don't know how much he knew how to learn. I really don't know. I don't know that he knew very much. He was a glazier. He fixed glass. He put in glass in windows. Reb Zelig Heller used to gather all of the desperately dirty and sick and poor, and he says, I'm taking them to my house. He bathed them and he took care of them like he was his own children. That's what the Rebbeinu Shlom says. When you become wealthy, Bezus Hashem, you should never forget that I once said something like that. That's the agenda of a wealthy person. Give it all away to these people. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you'll have a Yom Kippur every single day. Should be zeichet to the gula shleim of the mehev of the Amen.
Okay, next year we've got 2 minutes.
Things good?
Very good.
Okay. Rabbi Penner wasn't. Rabbi Shefter supposed to speak?
What?